Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to a journey of transformation empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix.
A Master Plan for Black Group Economics with Wealth Creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement. A call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear. Drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of The Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Monday meetings are always super exciting to me. I always have to not get too excited because I got like all weekend to think about what we've done, all mistakes, wins, victories, how many times I got punched in the face. And then also get to, well, I would say relax. So I'm not sure if I ever relax, but I get to stop thinking about, I don't ever relax, but I get to stop thinking about the business.
No, you don't.
Yeah. But I stop thinking about the business. I start thinking about something else. And then my subconscious continuously more expertly thinks about the business better than I ever could. And that brings us into a realm of Zen and any other, nirvana, this pick of these different things. And it just takes from all of those things. Everybody's kind of saying the same thing in the first place. So I'm excited. So there's a bunch of stuff here. First, Deanna, I want you to, well, I told you to do a few things. Do you know what they are? Or tell me what you need to do that I'm not supposed to know you need to do, or something like that, or something that's on your agenda to fix. Let's do that first.
Your one sheet.
Okay, that's fair. Keep going.
I'm going to send you some more Herald articles to do.
OK. Okay, that's on me. I keep dropping the ball there.
I have some things to take care of for India, and then I have some also some things to take care of for the how can I say this without saying this? For the business that we have with Anthony and Carolina.
I know it's okay. All right. Got it. So let me keep going and remind me to come back to that. Go ahead.
Okay. You have a financial conference that I need to schedule and we need to promote. And so much.
it's plenty. So yeah. the Italian thing. 2 days we need to do. Grace, we need to come to the office 2 days this week for approximately 5 hours a day. So have that all sanitized and, you know, smelling like your grandmother just washed dishes with the bleach. You know what I'm talking about. Or your mama, you know. Your parents ain't had you till late, so your mama, you understand? And you know what I'm saying? They wash the dishes with the Clorox. You know what I'm talking about? You need to go somewhere. It's cleanup time. Whitney Houston is jamming. Mama, Luther.
Mama was 29. Yeah. Daddy
was 29? Okay.
Uh-huh. Mama was 29. Daddy was 35.
That's pretty responsible. That's pretty responsible. So good stuff. All right. Dana, go and pick up them 2 days real quick. Too easy.
Thursday and Friday.
Back hold back. On. Just
no,
like
no,
that.
No. Wait, whoa, hold up.
Well, you know, I don't know. Don't look at me. Don't ask me. While she's doing that, I'll tell you, I can't tell you everything, but there is this successful international company. Well, yeah, they're international. They're just not in the U.S., but they're international, I think. Yes, they're international. Yeah, they're in Africa, Mexico, Italy, France. Yeah, all over. They don't have any English-speaking classes whatsoever. And they came to me and Deanna to make them explode in the U.S. with our classes, and we have to teach stuff over there from the, I let them choose. But she's teaching some marketing PR type stuff. I'm teaching some sales type stuff. That's what they wanted. I let them decide. Now, the reason why I decided to do this is it's real simple, really. It's extremely simple. It's typically, it would seem like a conflict of interest, right? One education company coming to another education company, but that doesn't bother me. They're even on a network marketing, or they use maybe even a network marketing model or something like it. That doesn't bother me. It's simple, Grace. Can you guess why I would do this? It's super simple. Don't even guess. I'll save you the guess. It's the exposure, because what I'm going to do with it. It's two things, y'all. I want you to process this way. Is if I could be your first episode, second, third, fourth, or fifth episode, I'm in. If I could be your 100th episode, I'm in. 200th episode. If I was even your 1,000th episode, that's good. Your 37th episode is not really that attractive to me. Or anyone like me. Like, think about that. You know, attention, right? Attention, attention, attention. Well, I have massive pool in English-speaking countries. Not where there's not English-speaking countries. For instance, I got one side of Africa on lock. They have the other side of Africa. It's the French-speaking side of Africa on lock. Yeah, see it? I want you to think about why Facebook bought Instagram. Because Facebook understood that here's this business that is obliterating the mobile device. And Instagram is basically the first ever app that dominated the mobile device purely. It's normal to y'all now, but when Instagram first came out, you were on your phone. But now, I mean, you literally just use Instagram mobily. So why did Facebook buy for a record at the time, $1 billion? It's because it was in a country or a device or a platform that Facebook didn't have dominated, which was mobile. That's not to say people didn't use their mobile devices for Facebook. That's just to say Instagram only is cell phone mobile device related. Only. So you should know that sometimes I would do a strategic partnership if I see an advantage that will put me somewhere that I don't have a stronghold on. And all I have to do is get that door open, I'll take care of the rest. It's free information that wasn't part of the meeting. There was some teachable stuff in there. I don't know if anybody caught something. If you did, you're more than welcome. If you did not, you're more than welcome to ask me a question. If you did, you're more than welcome to ask me a question or make a comment. Up to you. You got the days for the idea?
Wednesday and Friday.
All right. So take care of those. Yes, sir.
I listened to a podcast this weekend, and it was the chairman of Procter & Gamble who sat on the board of Disney. And he was talking about they were really had trouble with the China situation about them knocking off their DVDs and selling them. And so they were brainstorming about security and getting the police involved and all sorts of different ideas. And Steve Jobs spoke up and says, guys, you don't get it. He goes, what do you mean? He says, they're selling for a dollar. You sell yours for $2. He says, well, we can't make money doing that. He said, yeah, but what you do is you reinforce your brand. We're opening our theme park there. We've got other movies coming out. We've got all sorts of things that we can do. So we can extend our brand in China very easily by letting people pick up the DVDs at a loss leader for us. And that locks them into what Disney has to offer. So the point, I think his name is John Pepper. The point he made was Steve Jobs just thought differently than everybody else. And because of that, that's why Apple is what Apple is today.
Facts. And that was a fantastic, y'all need to start listening to podcasts if you don't. That was a fantastic example of what I'm talking about and a better one as well. Brand over sales. Brand over sales. Now, of course, look, I forgot to even tell you, there's money involved. I don't even remember how much, and I don't even care. It has nothing to do with it. It's, I don't know, it might be, I think it was something like 10%. It don't even matter. Whatever it is, it doesn't even matter. It doesn't. I want where I'm not at. Y'all get what I'm saying? Where I'm not at is where I want. Especially when I'm in a neighboring country trending and the one right there speaks French and I'm not. Mm-mm. We can't have that. We can't have that at all. So just, you know, process that however you want to process it. And, you know, that's free information. Now, I'm going to do the rest of this meeting. Well, anybody want to say anything right now? Anything? All hearts and minds clear? No? Phil?
Yeah, I just booked Michael Burt for our June 1st Bureau of Dominant Speakers.
Good stuff.
He will be on that call. So what I suggest we do is we put out to our sphere of influence an opportunity to invite them by that book. Because if you notice, the subtitle of the book is, and what a coinkydinky, the name of the book is Inside the Mind of a Monster, a legendary creature that, you ready, dominates the market. Bureau of Dominant Speakers, a legendary creature that dominates. I got goosebumps with that one. It dominates the market. So, I mean, it's a short little book, and I think I used three highlighters as I was reading it because it's got so much, but it's got fill in the blank. It's really a nice little process for us to understand that where we need to be today, that, you know, I know it's the Bureau of Dominant Speakers, but we need to position ourselves as experts, and speakers is just one of the categories in which we get our information out. And that's what he does in this. And he does just a good little book. And I think I'm really excited about having him on the call on June the 1st. We got some time. I was going to try to have him do a surprise, but I thought what would be more valuable for the group would be tell them when he's coming and have them get the book and work through the book so they can talk to the horse's mouth as opposed to me, the other end of the horse.
That is true. I'm excited. He's a rock star, and I'm supposed to meet him two or three times already. And me being the introvert, right, Deanna? You're going to have to stop me from doing that. You're really going to have to stop me from doing that.
I will. It's already done. You don't have to worry about it anymore.
Let me just say, I'm blown off. I have just decided to read a book in the privacy, my home, in February, before the whole corona thing started. I kind of chose a book over 6 or 7 billionaires and 1 billionaire. I have a bad habit of being an introvert, so I just keep
on. It's okay. I'm going to bring you over to the light.
In fairness, y'all, these meetings be at like 7:30 p.m. and I'm just done. I just don't work that way. I'm an early riser. By that time, if you don't know the difference between intro and expert, it has nothing to do with, you know, being outgoing or, oh, I like people or whatever. Right. I have extreme extroverted skills that I picked up along the way. That's not what makes you an introvert. It's not what makes you an extrovert. It's simple psychologically. Extroverts draw energy from people. The more you're around, the more you get gassed up. Introverts, interaction with people is like physical exercise. We lose energy being around people. Period. It's just that simple. So if you're a person who can be around people and you just increase in energy, as look at Grace. You just increase in energy over time, you're an extrovert. If you decrease in energy, and I'm not saying, you know, well, sometimes I'm missing, no. Decrease in energy as if it's physical exercise, then you're an introvert. Now, of course, there's some ambiverts out there. We'll leave that discussion alone. You can't be a mixture of two, but that's the cycle. It's more than psychological. That's the chemical response. So by 7:30, y'all, I'm dead. I'm absolutely out of there. I feel like I've been running the 23K or something. I don't know. I hate those meetings. So if you know me, that's why all my meetings, that every time y'all meet with me, is typically very early. And it's rarely after 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Because by that time, I'm all peopled out. And I get into my thing and I push people away. But that's, Deanna is trying to fix that. God bless her. Wow, thank you for being vulnerable. Yes, you're welcome, Law. If you want to comment on that, how have I helped you? How have I helped you? Because this, let me just tell you, I be blowing. It's not blowing people off, but it comes off that way. Of course, they're not mad, but it's still just, you know, pray for me. Deanna, you going to fix that?
Antonio?
Go ahead, Susan did Law.
You know, we're so much alike in so many things in this. You know, saving everything that we have to reuse and all those things that we've through all of our times together. One thing that you might do is break your day up into 2 days, because then you have more time, because, you know, we do have the evening calls and that 10 o'clock killer call. What you can do is in mid-afternoon, take a sanity break and have a cup of tea or whatever, you know, calming that's healthy. And go off to a quiet place and rest for an hour. And if you
Amen
need to,
that.
Then you have a whole, when then you're fresh and you are more inviting to people. That's what works for me. As I know, at 3 o'clock, I'm kind of done with people.
Yes. Yes.
So in order to make it work, you need to, you know, go outside and play in your garden a little bit, have a cup of tea, you know, take close. I say I'm resting my eyes. I'm usually holding my teacup and it kind of pours over onto my lap. but that is very refreshing and it's healthy, you know, and it's a good thing to do. And I think you'll have a better rest of the day and evening.
Deanna, make that happen. Because I agree. Look, I felt good as she was saying, like, it was like she was recharging me as she was saying it.
I'm not an introvert, and Susan touched my soul when she
said
it.
Okay, let me tell you, I just message Deanna and say, I'm an extrovert, and I'm done with the people at 3 p.m. I'm just me.
I'm super done. Kids, whole countries do that. It's called a siesta. Europe, Italy does that. Greece does that. Mexico does that. Whole countries do that.
Yeah. Yep. You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. You're
to
absolutely
add,
right. Law. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Deanna, Susan, Law, y'all just jump in.
To add to what Phil just said, I can't remember what I was doing, but I was doing some research about something, and it showed that Americans have higher stress levels, higher deaths related to stress, and then higher something else due to the fact that we do not vacation like other countries do.
Yep.
Like Phil was just saying, there are whole countries that after lunch, they don't do anything. Like lunch is their biggest meal and they rest like for 2 hours or so after that. There are some countries that vacation, they take regular vacation, like it's not like they don't have to worry about going to their boss and saying, hey, you know, can I get this time? No, it's like a weight of life for them versus us here in America. We don't take vacations like that. We don't request time off. We don't do that. And because of that, we have the highest level of stress. We have the highest level of deaths related to stress and so much. So just to add on to what Phil just said, Americans be tripping. But okay, that's my little piece.
Well, there's the whole thing about that. Go ahead, Susan.
Well, to make that work in the way we run this business and the way we work from the minute we get up till we go to bed, pretty much, you know, with a little quiet time before we go to sleep, have lunch at 2 o'clock, because then when you have your lunch, you can have that cup of tea, that quiet time, and just take a little rest. All I need is 15 minutes of my eyes closed and kind of a little sleep, and then I'm refreshed and then I get moving again. So have a later lunch, and then take that rest then, instead of like noon lunch, you know, 2 o'clock, and And then, so, you know, by 4 o'clock, I mean, some people need from the 2 to 4, I don't know, 2 to 3, 2 to 4. And then with us, because we work in the evenings, and we've always worked in the evenings in what the kind of work we do, then you're refreshed and you can work until 10 o'clock and feel good about it, 9 or 10 o'clock, whatever. You know, now we're pushing the envelope on both ends. So that's kind of in line with that whole, what they do in Europe.
Well, and they are, they go to less wars, don't they? Law, you want to jump in, man? I know you said I was helping you, and then Liddell put it in the chat. He was helping. He got help.
Can I say something?
Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, that's something I started doing a while back. And let me start off by saying this. Like, when I was sitting in my barber's chair, and like I was halfway going to sleep, he said some of the wise words to me. He said, like, I don't know what you're doing, but you need to get yourself some rest. Because I can tell, like, from, like, how I was looking, and I was completely drained. So with that said, like, yeah, during, like, me doing a lot of activities, I make myself kind of escape from everything so I can reset mentally and physically so I won't drain out because I'm looking at the long game. Then I get back in.
Well, you ahead of me on that one, brother. Let me just tell you. You ahead of me on that one. You're running laps around me.
not too far. You're going to be there soon.
Okay, good. Yeah, I know Law, I was on the train, but whenever you can unmute Law, just go ahead or cut your camera on and I'll see you, and then I'll stop. Now, I've got some stuff, y'all. I just wanted to share that. I don't know why it came out, but, you know, the universe is always in control. With the umbrella. All right. Now, is that blocking the New York sun?
No, it's rain.
Okay.
It was snowing yesterday.
You are a type of brother that'll put out an umbrella because it's too hot outside.
Nah, I like the heat.
Okay.
I like for my skin to glisten. I want to look like a cocoa bean.
That makes sense. Go ahead, man.
What I was going to say is, no, I really appreciate you saying that because it humanizes you, which is great for all of us because we all go through those moments or what have you. But then it had me pondering, am I an introvert? I know I'm not. But I do grow with moments. I do grow with moments where I just don't want to be bothered with any human. And I just need my time and my sanity to myself. But then it just has me questioning. Because I do love to be around people, what have you, but there are moments where I don't want to talk to you, don't call me, don't touch me. That's it. Leave me alone.
Yeah, no doubt. I feel you, brother. I feel you. Appreciate you, man. That umbrella is stunning. Law just don't do nothing right.
This is actually my father's umbrella. And it's interesting, I found it in his apartment. My father never was able to really travel, and my founders happily passed, and I'm just like, man, if he would have known about this umbrella, he could have seen the clouds, because every time I fly, I would always send him pictures and videos of the clouds. And lo and behold, when I got this umbrella, it reminded me of him, because it has planes and clouds in it. So it's very dear to me.
Well, good stuff, man. Sounds like a good memory to me. Sounds like a good memory to me, man. Hold on to that. Protect it. Embrace it. Phil said, if it never rained, we all be a bunch of dust.
Law said it was snowing yesterday in May. Snowing in May.
You know what? It was cold yesterday in Texas.
Yeah. Reggie said in New York and Chicago, it was cold snowing, and it was colder than the winter that they had. He said, what is going on?
Global warming is not real, though, you know. It's not. Let's see. And all that stuff. It's a... Anyway, don't get me started. Do not get me started on that. That's the one that burns me up. I can take anything else, but that one burns me up because science, right? But anyway, go ahead, Deanna.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. With the world and the weather starting to seem crazy again, when they shut down the world, when they literally shut down the world, there wasn't as much toxin in the air. There wasn't as much, even Phil said that the world wasn't wobbling. The earth wasn't wobbling as much as it was before. So now with them opening back up, is the weather, Google, is the change in the shift in the weather with it snowing and being cold in Chicago and New York in May, have anything to do with any of that, and the fact that it was pretty cold yesterday?
No. Weather and climate are two different things.
Okay.
Think about, I'll draw it for you.
Thank you.
Science. Oh, let me stop my screen. Science. This science, God dog it, right? This argument burns me up because science. The whole point of science is to not be subjective. That's the point, is to be objective. But anyway, I'll draw it for you so you can understand, and then I'll blow your mind with some details. Think about this whiteboard as a beach, okay? Everybody, you see the whiteboard on my screen. If you're just an audible, I have a whiteboard on my screen. It's a beach. Now, Deanna's going to walk her dog, and they're going to go to this point right here. This point is where they're going to walk to, and they're currently at this point. If you're in audible, audio only, think of the beach as four quadrants. Top left would be quadrant one. Top right would be quadrant two. Bottom right would be quadrant three. Bottom left would be quadrant four. I placed the starting point at quadrant four, bottom left, and have the end point at quadrant two, top right. Now, Deanna's walking her dog. Climate pretty much will stay steady on a steady course. Your dog, on the other hand, would do all this, zig and zagging all over here, chase something over here, chase something over there, go over here, and come back when you had to run it, and you had to do all this, and you could go, and the dog go over there and sees a seagull, and it comes back over here. You see it? And this is where we go, oh, my God, that was a Category 5. I can't believe it. And you go over here, oh, my God, that was a blizzard we never seen before. Then you get the regular stuff. And it goes all the way. Oh, my God, it's snowing in April or May. Oh, my God, it's 99 degrees in New York. And then all this stuff. And eventually you get your dog to this point. The dog is weather. The straight line was climate. You get me so far? Over time, and by time, I mean lots of years, you can look at this climate line. So I'll put these two points back up. And let's say this is normal. What's happening here is we were on this pace, and then now it's doing this. Climate, not the dog, but climate.
Can I ask some?
Yes, go ahead.
So that's basically like thousands of years ago when they were talking about the Ice Age, and now you have this present day completely different climate. I want to make sure I'm trying.
That is, all right, repeat your question, but I think you're right. Go ahead.
Well, I'm basically trying to like put together what you're saying. So, you know, thousand years there's like Ice Age, right? Correct.
Correct.
Completely different degrees. And thousands of years, like the present is now, it's a lot more warmer than it was 1,000 years ago. Is that what you're
saying? All right, so that's climate.
Okay,
that's
absolutely I just wanted to make sure I was on the right track.
That's absolutely correct. Yes. That's absolutely correct. And we have, you know, as far as tropical climate goes, the North Atlantic Current pretty much controls. Let me just say control. If there's a nerd out there like me, don't beat me up for saying control, okay? But controls pretty much the climate for the northern hemisphere. It's called North Atlantic Current. You can Google it yourself. It's there. Just why do I know this information? I don't know. Okay, I just remember everything I see, so I don't know. It just happens. Photographic memory. Just blame that or bless me for having a photographic memory. But yeah, so that's the difference between climate and weather. That's that. It is, weather is sporadic. Sporadic meaning can come out of nowhere. climate is, I mean, you can look at it. We've had a lot warmer, I mean, a lot colder. Well, anyway, the reason why that burns my chives is because you don't politicize science. You just don't do that. Don't do that, okay? Just don't freaking do that. That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense to politicize climate. We need to do a better job. Go do something else. Just not climate. You've got scientists who vote left and right. Moderate scientists, progressive scientists, all saying the same thing. Right? So, anywho. All right, so let me blow your mind with this. I spend every day thinking about how to get this company to the number one company in the world. And that, the way you are talking, I spend most of my life trying to get this company to the number one company in the world. And I think of some insane stuff. All right, y'all. I'm going to share some of that stuff with you. You are more than welcome to put it into your business. You've grown. You are more than welcome not to. Again, you're grown. At the very least, you will see how my brain works and how far ahead my thinking is than what I let on and what people would ever imagine, period. In order to understand what I'm talking about here in a second, you need to understand when I say ATS, I'm not thinking about what you think ATS is. That's not what I'm thinking. When I say ATS, it means something different. It means something like Alphabet. Anybody from it? Can someone tell me what Alphabet is? It's a company now. Someone tell me what Alphabet is.
Parent of Google.
All right, then. Fantastic. Parent company of Google. Google got so big, created a parent company called Alphabet. And Alphabet is now the parent company of Google. So when I say, well, let me break it down for more people to understand. So that would be Google Android, Google Maps, Google Translate, Google itself, the now defunct Google Hangouts, YouTube, you know, all this. Google has five different products with over a billion active monthly users. That's incredible. Did y'all hear what I? Okay. Either I'm not talking well, or y'all not excited about business, because when you got five products that have 1 billion.
I hear you.
Okay. God, dog. They got five products with 1 billion, with a B. Cat Williams got on stage and said, you ought to be able to kill somebody that's saying billion in a direction. Okay? 1 billion active monthly users a month, five different products. Go ahead, Phil.
Christ walked on the earth 1 billion minutes ago.
That's insane. It's insane. And cool thing about science, getting back on my climate soapbox here, the same carbon and oxygen and nitrogen that we are breathing in today, 1 billion minutes ago, as Phil just said, it's the same carbon, oxygen, nitrogen that Jesus was breathing in then. That's the great thing about science. Energy can never be created, can never be destroyed. It's objective. Don't be stupid. Science, okay? Sorry. I'm probably going to do that again. 1 billion active monthly users for five different products. And of course, they're not stopping there. So I think to myself, how in the hell am I going to do that? I'm not doubting. Don't get it twisted. The how in the hell doesn't come from a place of doubt. It comes from a place of, now they're no smarter than me. They did it. How can I do it? Then I have to say to myself, well, God dog it, there's no.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's going to scare me or make me mad at another people.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.
Nobody in my industry is trying to do that. So now I don't have any examples, but I have models in different industries. It is at this moment, in this meeting, talking to everybody, the team, all that, I want all of you to process what I'm getting ready to say. Reggie, this is about your book. Grace, this is about math. Liddell, this is about church. Justin, this is about the e-commerce business. I'm telling y'all, listen to me. I'm getting ready to say, because I'm going to ask a series of questions I ask myself. I'm going to tell you what I'm asking myself. And if I were you, I would steal these questions. I'm going to give away too much information. I would literally be making myself vulnerable because someone can steal it. But you know what? I'm an action guy. You're probably not going to do nothing with it, at least 99% of you. How in the heck do I go pass up Google when I'm not even – well, first off, I didn't start this business in 1998 like they did. Don't come from Stanford, and then their algorithm is just the greatest algorithm on planet Earth because it just collected more data than anybody else. How do I go to after Apple? How do I make people argue that Apple is better than Android? How do I go after Google and make people argue that Android is better than Apple? You know how great you have to be for a page search company to make people argue about if their cell phone is better than Apple? Have you ever thought about Google is not a phone company. That doesn't make sense. Google is a software company. Google don't sell phones, they sell software, they sell operating systems. But this page rank company has people arguing over if Android is better than Apple. That's incredible. That's incredible. So I've got some questions here. This is what I ask myself. How can I make ATS the Instagram and TikTok of business? That question makes no sense. But I promise you, I'm going to figure it out. I think that's what entrepreneurs do. I think entrepreneurs ask dumb questions about perfectly good things that work fine, and then we try to break it, because that's what entrepreneurs do. entrepreneurs.
Can I say something? I'm just feeling this.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I feel like, honestly, it's our job to screw up what society thinks is norm, and then they're going to think of us crazy until it catches on. And now, and then at that present time, you're a genius. I mean, that's been told throughout time. I mean, every little invention and much more. I mean, even from the times of, like, when we thought, like, flying a plane was insanity and thinking it was just for the birds. And at that time,
The human body couldn't handle it.
Yeah, and if I was to say at that moment, like, one day we're going to fly like the birds, they probably would have laughed me out. Every church would have mocked me, called me the devil, and all that much more. And now,
oh, you got stoned for being a witch. Yeah. Drowning.
So it's like innovation is the key to progression, but it's just crazy that society resents it so much. It's like we haven't figured it out.
You know what? Don't figure it out, because society becomes your customers, and you need customers. So don't even trip.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. You know, let them do that. You need customers. So it's all good. The poor will be with you always. Amen. Can we just gotta give it to you real. Go
Antonio,
ahead.
Antonio, you saying that just made a whole lot of sense to me. The not figuring it out and just let them, that made a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, who gonna buy from you if they don't? You don't want everybody making your idea. Then ain't nobody gonna buy from you.
Right? Makes a lot of sense, because you're the problem solver. Got it.
Yeah. Everybody can't have your podcast. Anybody gonna listen to it? Yeah, no. You let the poor. When I was doing something one day, and somehow, and I wasn't even reading the Bible, it just dropped in my head one day. You know, source was just like, you know, the poor will be with you always, right? And it's like time stopped, Grace. And I realized, no matter what I do, I hold my daily meetings open to the public. I give out tens of thousands of dollars a month, free content. And no matter what I do, some people are still going to look at it and go, huh? It just is what it is. It just is what it is. I literally had somebody argue with me last night. Now, I'm foolish for them, because I don't participate in arguments no more. Literally just went on this text storm because I didn't meet with them Friday. For one, I don't owe you nothing. Two, you don't pay for nothing. You're not that high on my priority list. It just is what it is. I've got business to run. And it's a beautiful thing to understand those people are going to be with you always.
Ooh, can I say one more thing? You just got me going.
Yes, sir.
One thing I have been, and at first, I'm not going to lie, I was feeling guilty for this. But with you saying this, that actually makes a lot of sense, because at times I was giving people who wasn't even paying, just trying to even out, but not like had a talking to myself like, look, the people that actually pay for your time, put those first. The rest can, like, be at a later time, because they need your priority. They pay for your time.
They pay for access. Entrepreneurs make people pay for access. It is what it is, okay? It's what it is. How can I make ATS the TikTok or Instagram of business? Now, why did I pick TikTok and Instagram, though? It has nothing to do with the billion users, right? You got to be thinking about what I'm thinking about. You know, it's those are two devices, so those are two products that are dominating the cell phone. I need y'all to process that, yo. I really, really need you. TikTok makes zero sense. Okay? Zero sense. It just doesn't make sense. Instagram makes more sense than TikTok. Let me explain. You really are. When Phil tell y'all you live better than kings and queens of past, you do. Because 90% or something like that of the world is legible. They can read. literate, excuse me, I said illegible, literate. They can read. The internet is mostly text. You don't realize that, but you really, it's hard to use the internet if you can't read. It's just hard. So I get Instagram because it's pictures, so I can see, so I don't have to read. Makes sense. Makes sense. Go on Instagram, pretend to be famous, look famous, it's all good. TikTok is videos, minute or less, very little reading involved, but we still put reading in there, right, to make it even more funny. We still put reading in there. But we shouldn't have the data for this. When you process streaming remotely for generation internet to watch videos seamlessly at 30 frames per second, some of them 60 frames per second. That don't make no sense from a nerd perspective. Yet, Instagram and TikTok own these. They own them. So when I say, how can I make ATS with TikTok or Instagram a business? You see what I'm saying now, Chris? Think about that. I'm not saying, oh, let's have fun. That's cool. I will. I'm saying, how can we own this? I haven't figured it out yet, but it's a question that I got going on. And every day, y'all, I wake up, universe, running me that answer.
Universe, shut up and start thinking crazy thoughts. That's not normal.
Exactly. That's the only way I'm going to figure it out. It's a crazy question. It's a crazy question. I may be the only businessman alive attempting to make business as attractive and addicting as entertainment from an Instagram and TikTok perspective. It's a crazy question, which will lend me from the universe a crazy answer that will then change the world.
Isn't that what Apple did? From like the promotions earlier?
Yes, absolutely. Apple made, so but the difference between Microsoft and Apple, are there's stark differences. They couldn't be, now they're a bit more alike, but the revolution of the both, they couldn't be more opposite. They just couldn't be more opposite. They just picked two good guys, two superheroes, and you know, boom, polar opposite, Aquaman and Batman or something, you know, just something that just don't make no sense. Microsoft made, Microsoft is more like Henry Ford. So Bill Gates is more like Henry Ford. And Apple made personal computers. Even though PC goes to Microsoft, Apple made computers customizable, personal. The idea of personal computers. Microsoft straight assembly lined. Microsoft made computers, this is the genius of Bill Gates, affordable for your grandmother. That's crazy. And then made it user-friendly for her. Here's even what's more crazy. In like 89, they did that. That sounds normal now. This was almost 30 years ago they did that. It's incredible. They sold you their software. What makes Apple so different is Apple, since it owned its hardware, gave you the software for free. And what you see now today is that model. Everyone gives away their software for free for the most part, or they lease it now. You know, remember Photoshop used to cost, and Chris, you're a photographer, Photoshop used to cost $2,000. Easy, you know, depending on which kind you get. Now they get it for $9.99 a month. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody is going on that leasing thing because you give it away for free. Apple sells you their hardware, gives you their software for free. That's the genius of Apple. So take any one of the business models, that's free information. Good job, Chris, for pulling that out of me. Then I'm thinking to myself, how can we get users to log on to ATS 2 hours a day? Let me preface this. Like Reggie, Grace, Deanna, yeah, you should be writing these questions down, because I want to figure this out, and y'all need to help out, or you need to come up with an idea. Like, even if you don't come up with an idea, you're going to be thrown into the answer or the possible solution. How do I make Instagram? I mean, how do I make ATS Instagram or TikTok? That, you know, of business. How do we get people to log in for 2 hours a day? I know Satish Brain is wiring on that one. That's a lot. That's a lot. 2 hours a day, that's, I don't know, 20,000 times more than you log in to Facebook or something. Who knows? Or just, it's a lot. 2 hours a day is asking a lot. You don't eat for 2 hours a day. So I'm saying, how can I get you to log in when you eat? Most people go to church for 2 hours a week. You know, you go once a week for an hour and 15 minute service. Go ahead, Deanna.
Can you repeat that question for me again, how you rephrased it the first time?
How do we get users to log on to us 2 hours a day? Now get ready for this. Rapid fire. I'll do you a favor, Dan. I'll post them as I type them. And I have a link with that, too. Because these are my real notes. Like, this is... There you go. If y'all want to steal that. It's Facebook Insights, like literally insights for Facebook by another company. Very welcome. And, you know, how many people on it? You look at it and it all makes sense. If you look at it, it makes sense. If you're this audible, basically, let me just click it so y'all can see it. So there's 18 statistics that every marketer should know in 2020. You know, I'll skip the stuff, but, you know, just demographics. You probably did not know that 65 and up is the fastest growing user base on Facebook. You probably did not know that. But my data proves that. You know, fewer teens obviously use Facebook less. Only 10% of users live in the U.S. or Canada. That's insane. But I've been told y'all about Asia Pacific a year and a half ago. So, you know, you're just going to have to deal with that. You know, just some stuff. And I'm just, all right, so Facebook, you doing this? Me too. I'm the jealous girlfriend or boyfriend of Facebook. Oh, you going to the store? Me too. I'm going too. I don't trust them. You understand. I wish I had somebody that know what I'm talking about. Oh, you going to the club? Me too. You understand. That's how I'm doing Facebook. All right, y'all doing this? Me too. I'm going too. So that's that. More questions. These get deeper. How can I use the four major social media platforms to grow like Instagram did? That's how they grew. How can I disrupt the major four players? How can, all right, so those two right now kind of heard me mention on another call. And I went back and I said, well, let me go deeper. All right. How do we make people look good? How does ATS make people instantly look? This is a hard one, y'all. Listen, everybody lean in. This question don't make no sense I'm about to ask. Don't make no sense. It makes no sense. But Instagram did it. And they got me messed up if they think ATS ain't going to do it. How, Michelle, how can we make people instantly look good and professional, one of a kind, like the Instagram filters? That's deep. If you're not processing that, let me help you out. What makes Instagram so great, like there wouldn't even be no Snapchat filters, right? There wouldn't even be no filters, period, right? Without Instagram. What makes Instagram so great, which I totally slept on, is Grace can take a photo and then go in Instagram, and Chris had to spend thousands of dollars on this software to touch up photos. Instagram was like, yo, don't even worry about that. We got you. And then literally in 7 seconds, Grace can act like, not be as good as Chris with a camera, but come off as good as Chris with a camera. And that's the only thing people care about. Not being Chris. Just, oh, me too, right? Go ahead, Michelle. That will catch that later. That was real deep. Go ahead, Michelle.
I actually have an answer to that.
Go ahead, give it to me.
And this is the that cosmetology coming out. Doing when you say professional and how can you instantly make them look better and makeover basically. Mm-hmm. That's just it. Makeover.
Got it.
Yep.
Let me write that down under here. So that's makeover.
Yep. And you can do that can be a professional makeover, whatever type of makeover you need it to be, whatever look you need it to have.
And that's what I'm trying to figure out, because how can I do that instantly? I'm writing this down, but this would need to be instantly.
Mary Kay and Avon both have a thing set up to where you can go on there when you become a rep or whatnot, and you can instantly do makeovers where it'll show up as far as talking about the makeup, how it looks and all that. You can create this where Satish will come into this part. You can make that to where you could use something like that, and as well have a part as far as their dress, their attire and everything to look professional as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they can, just like they have these memes now that you can scan your face, pics, a picture of your face, and it'll create where you can put glasses on it or makeup, however you choose the color, things like that. So that's how you would do it instantly.
Got you. Makes sense. Right. That makes sense. I got it down. Chris?
I want to add something like to all that that's even deeper. And like I just like look from the outside in, but Instagram was like a genius in this because it caters strongly to women, and that's majority of the market. So if you can help women look good, make them feel good, of course your amount of users that hop in is going to be that much even more greater, and then you help them get even more attention. So heck, the social media is going to become popular. So I was looking at that.
I just wrote that down. I didn't think about helping women look good. So good stuff there. Good stuff there. Just wrote that down. Let me just give you a few more things I'm thinking. His, I know Deanna get this. I don't know how many of y'all use ClickFunnels. Phil said in chat, make them laugh. Carol said perception. I want y'all to check this question out. How can ATS make business models duplicatable like ClickFunnels does sales funnels models? Boy, if I figure that out, like, if I figure out how you come in and we got 90 different, maybe more, 360 different business models that would instantly make you successful. Just, you know, take, let me stop talking.
I got one word, one fight for you.
Mm-hmm.
B plan.
As in B, as in letter B, like Bravo?
Yep.
B plan.
B plan. Uh-huh. And what that is basically it's a site of different industries, different genres with business plans.
Got it. I see it now. It sounded like birth control at first when you said it.
Oh, wow. So, I mean, there you go, right there. B plan.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, here it is right here. So shout out to B plan. There it is right there. That's what she's talking about. Good stuff. All right, cool, yeah. Yeah, Liddell said, I'll figure it out. Appreciate you, man, because I am going to figure it out. These are questions. Yeah. This is questions I'm asking. I only got a few. Well, I got plenty more, but I'll give you just a few more.
I just thought of something. What if we had probably daily or weekly, where it's like mastermind brainstorming? Because sometimes it's good to like pitch in different things to find out a solution. I don't know. It's just something that is just.
Nah, that's a good idea. How?
I don't know how to format it, but I just like
how
can just like
create. How can we create mass? No, how can we encourage the ease of creating of users creating mastermind groups? Write this down for me, Deanna. How can we create ease of users creating mastermind groups that they run on their own and create communities, think tank communities for their own businesses? That's dope. Man, just send it to me so I can. So that's. Yeah, here's another one. It gets crazier, y'all. It gets crazier. How can we make, and Grace, check me out. How can we make ATS a tool that makes people measure their cultural relevance, whether it's in a school, an interest-based community, or in the world? I want y'all to think about that. How can people say, yo, if you ain't on ATS, man, look here, look. If you're not using them, you ain't, come on, y'all know what I'm talking about.
You got my man, brain going. Wouldn't that help out with targeting marketing and saving time?
Yes, it will. But I threw a word in there, Chris. See, I'm glad to see you. I got this brain going. I threw a word in there that puts me in check. Tool. So that means I need to create a tool. Somehow ATS needs to be something not for us, but for you. And then you use this tool to instantly create cultural relevance in your community, in your culture.
I got one. What about making like a franchise system? My bad.
Franchise would work. No, it's good. It's good. Go ahead, Michelle.
An app for resources. An app for resources for learning, setting up businesses and things like that. Just what we do with you now, what you do for us, set it up in an app. Easy access. People are more acceptable to the apps now. So there you go.
Yeah. And I'll give you one more. Let me pick this. All right. Ooh. You know what? I can keep going on and on and on. I really can. I keep going on and on. I'm going to read it first. I don't want y'all to look at the comments first. But it's in there. How can we be number one at making the people who strive for digital recognition and validation, as well as business recognition and validation? Talking to me now. So basically that says, how can we be number one for making people strive for digital recognition and validation, the business recognition and validation? How can I as a CEO? No, me as a CEO, I need to be very conscious of the fact that as social media continues to blossom, separation of digital recognition and business recognition will continue to be non-existent. They will continue to merge into one another. Even as social media dies, and we know it will die, all things die. And when that happens, something else becomes newer. It still will keep the point that the addiction to digital recognition will almost certainly never die. To put that in simpler talk, how can ATS feed into that digital recognition, business recognition, but actually make you be warranted for that recognition? And then, how can ATS pump out instant celebrities? Millionaires. I want you to think about this for a second. There are people, if you got 50,000 followers on Instagram, you can make a full-time living of posting other people's brands. All right, I'm landing the plane. You should be listening. This is 50,000 followers. You can literally make a living off Instagram. Now think about that, because these are regular. Come on, y'all lean in. Come on, because I don't want you to miss this. Because I slept on Instagram. I don't want you to miss this. Okay, my introvertism made me sleep on Instagram. I'm like Liddell in this case. But y'all listen. These people are not famous, but they are now from an app. They were not businessmen and women. Instagram has created more celebrities than anything ever before. They are not celebrities. They're celebrities now. They just amassed a large following and then monetized that following and became celebrities. And I'm saying, how can I tell people come to ATS and then you build a following with ATS of some type, whatever, whether it be your business, however that works, and now you're ATS famous and can live off that, whatever that means. I don't know what that means. But think about that. That's crazy. That's not, that's business. That's crazy. I shouldn't be talking like this. That's crazy. Now, I got plenty more, but we're going to end the meeting right here. I know you think about your business every day. I know you do. You wouldn't be here if you didn't. I want to tell you two things. For one, if I were you, I would invite someone in these daily meetings that you want to work with or that you already work with so you can steal from me better. So, Chris, you need to go get you a Deanna and bring her to this meeting. You feel what I'm saying? You already got one somewhere. You probably don't even know it. But she keep asking you, how can she help? Or maybe it's a heat. You understand what I'm saying, Chris? Bring them through so y'all can bounce some ideas off each other. You never know. I promise you, if you and your business partners, y'all, was looking at Google in their daily meetings in a year, your business would go through the roof. In a year. Promise you that. That's the first thing I'd tell you. The second thing I would tell you is just look at how far out I'm thinking about this company. Just look at that. That ain't had nothing. Y'all didn't hear me say nothing about no business, sales, marketing, education, classes. You ain't hear me say nothing about that. Nothing that I talked about was a product. I was not talking about the product. I was talking about the desired result that I want. I don't even know what the product is. It could be one product. It could be multiple products. I don't even know what the product is. I just know that this product is going to somehow morph into that. And this is the whole point of date the mission, other way around. Date the message, marry the mission, right? That's the whole point. That's why I always keep telling you that. I can't do anything here if I don't, the mission is to be number one. The message, whatever, is what it is. I want you to think about that because I am in tune with super future stuff. To make business, to make a business product compete with a social media platform, two of the best, that's never been done before ever. LinkedIn is not doing that. As cool as LinkedIn is, and I like it, it's my favorite platform. That's not what they do. We're talking about something totally different. When I talk about creating a new LinkedIn, we're talking about something different. Anywho, that's what I got. I'll give you one more bonus for Justin. No, I won't. I'll give it to you next time. And tell your T. Smith Jr., you can plant better. You can dominate. All right, everybody. Appreciate you. Hope you got some value. Woo, my brain is smoking now. That's a lot. I haven't figured out those questions yet. All right, everybody. We'll see you later.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions. $22 an hour. Paid training. And I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B, all spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.